Today's Shir is Masechta Zvachim Daf Tzadik Beis. We will begin Bezer Hashem is Baruch on Daf Tzadik Beis on Aleph at the new Perek. The Torah, when it speaks about the Karban Chatas, teaches us a number of interesting halachas. One halacha is that if the blood of the Karban Chatas gets sprayed on the beged that the Kohen is wearing, the Torah requires that garment be washed. As the pasuk says, "Vashiyaz medam al beged, ashiyiz alea tikabes b'makim kaddish." This is halacha that the Torah only mentions by a karban chatas. There's another halacha that if the karban chatas, as we're going to eat the karban chatas, is cooked in a keli, the meat is cooked in a keli, the halacha is that we have to kasher marak v'shatef. The Torah tells us that we have to kasher the keli because we know that chatas may only be eaten liyoyim v'layla for one day and one night. And once that time passes, we can't eat the blia, the absorption of that meat will make the keli have noiser in it. And therefore it has to be kashered. And if the keli, if the vessel that was used to cook that meat is actually a klicheres earthenware, so the halacha is that klicheres earthenware cannot be kashered, and that's why the halacha would be that it has to be broken, destroyed, and to make it kosher. A kli metal keli could be kashered. There's another halacha, that any food that comes in contact with a carbon, any food that comes in contact with a carbon chatos has the same din as a karban chatos. And just like we just mentioned that there are restrictions in the eating of the karban chatos, the halacha will be that will affect the food that came in contact with the karban chatos, because the pasuk says, "Kol asher yiga b'psora," that anything that comes in contact with the meat of the karban chatos, yigdash, has the same din as the karban chatos. So begins our Mishnah with teaching us this halacha. Dam chatos, if you have the blood of a carbon chatos, the halacha is dam chatos nitus labeged. Any dam chatos that gets spritzed on a garment, hareza ton kibus, the halacha requires that it should be sprinkled. The Torah uses the word ashiyiza to teach us that only the spot on which the blood spritzed would require this cleaning. You don't have to clean the entire garment just because part of it had the karban chatas blood sprinkled on it. The Rashbam explains that why is this the halacha? Because he wants to suggest it's connected to the halacha that we mentioned a moment ago, that if you have a vessel, a keli, in which the karban chatas was cooked, so that has an effect on the blia and the on the beged, so too will that halacha apply to the beged that absorbs the blood of karban chatas and become nicer. But we don't want to have to destroy the beged, so we wash it out. Another explanation that I saw in the name of the Rambam, from the Ramban, is that the beged, if it absorbs the blood of the karban chatas, will now become a kli sharis. And there are many restrictions, as we've learned and will learn. And therefore, in order that it shouldn't be treated like a kli sharis, we have to wash it out. The Rikanti gives a different explanation. He says, as we know, the karban chatas is brought because somebody did an aveira. If the blood of that karban chatas will be on that beged, what that would actually represent is that this person will always remember the aveira that he did. He'll always have a zecher of that aveira on his garment. And the Torah did not want that the person should be always seeing that aveira in front of him. On the contrary, the Torah HaKadosh wants that the person should recognize and feel that he had a kapara on the chait. And that's why we have to clean out that beged. The way we wash the beged is, as we've mentioned many times, the Gemara is going to discuss this, that there are 7 detergents that are used to clean. We have to apply those detergents. We're going to learn exactly how that's done. It has to be done in the Azara, but we only, as we said a moment ago, is have to do it on the spot that got stained, not the entire beged. And as we're also going to learn quite extensively in our perek, it's only if there was Kabbalah Adam, if that dam was already was put into the Kli Sharis, and after was put in the Kli Sharis, then it spritzed on the beged. If other way, it would not be chayiv in kibus and washing it. It says the Mishnah Pish Ena Kos Medaba Ela Benacholis. Even though the Torah Gdoish, when it speaks about this halacha, speaks about kam chatas that are eaten, shenema, as the pasuk says, hakoyin hamchata oisu yechlorim b'makom kodesh toichel b'chatzar oil moed. So we're talking about kam chatas that are eaten. The halacha, however, is echad, both the kam chatas hanacholos, the kam chatas that's eaten, ve'echad hapnimis, the kam chatas, we'll speak about this in a moment, that are brought inside the Beis HaMikdash, which are the type of kam chatas that are not eaten. This halacha of kibbutz applies by all of them, tunas kibbutz. Shenema, the pasuk says, Dabal Aaron v'abon of lema zois toras achatos. We learn from here, Torah achas kol chatos, that all carbon chatos have this halacha, that if the broad spritzes on them, they have to become, you have to wash that spat. As was just alluded to, and it's going to be a very big part of today's shir, there are three types of karmen chattis. There's the chattis pnimius, there's the chattis chitzonius, and the chattis oif. Chattis pnimius, there are a number of cases. One is the parakoyen Mashiach, that if a kohen gadol does an aveira, he has to bring a karmen chattis that's brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Parahelm dovah shetzibra, if the bezdin issued an incorrect psak, and something that there's a chiv chorus, and most of Klai Yisrael acted on that psak. Par Yom Kippurim, the par that's brought in Yom Kippurim, the Sar Yom Kippurim, and the Sar Avodah Zarah, that if all of a Klai's entire Shevet made a mistake regarding Avodah Zarah, that carbon is slaughtered b'tzvayin ha-mizbeach, and it's taken into the Beis HaMikdash, and there are many halachas, but all these chattas panimias, different halachas by different cases, where inside the Beis HaMikdash is the blood of this Karmen Chattis Nizrak, sprinkled. Yom Kippur, we know it's taken into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. If it's not Yom Kippur, we sprinkle it on the Preiches, which separates the Kodesh HaKadoshim from the Kodesh, and the rest, we sprinkle on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and the rest is poured out on the Mizbeach HaChitzit. Then we have the Chatzis Chitzoni, which is a case where somebody did an Aveira B'shogig on a lav, where somebody violates that lav B'meis Yischayiv, a Chayiv Koros Rachman Tzlon. And that halacha is that, as we learned extensively in our Shurim, that Karmen Chatos is slaughtered in B'tzvayin HaMizbeach, on the north side of the Mizbeach. Then there's Kabbal Sadam and the Kli Sharis. And then it's brought to Mizbeach HaChitzon. And the halacha is that we have to put blood from that Karmen Chatos on all four corners of the Mizbeach. And then the rest of the blood is poured on the Yusoid. And the Murim are burnt on the Mizbeach. And the meat is eaten by Kohanim in the Azara L'Yoyim V'Layla for one day and one night. A Chatos Oif comes either from Tyrin or B'nai Yoyna. We've learned that a zava or yoledes, a mitzayra, a nazar that became tamei, or somebody who swore falsely that he was subpoenaed to say edus and swore falsely that he didn't know testimony, and then admitted tumas mikdash v'kadosh, if somebody entered the base of mikdash or ate kachim unknowingly that he's tamei, shvuah spitu, somebody made a shvuah that he violated. All of these people have to bring Shnei oifas, two birds, echad lechatas ve'echad le'oila. One for chatas, one for oila. The bird that's brought as a chatas oif, we do malika in the Azara next to the mizbeach, and then the neck of the mizbeach is pressed against the mizbeach. That's called mitzui adam, and then you do zrika from that blood on the Mizbeach, and then afterwards the rest, and then afterwards the meat of that carbon Chatzos Oif is eaten. So the Mishnah told us that where is the halacha of kibbutz that we're discussing now, shir, that you have to wash the beged. So that halacha applies by the chatzis apnimis and the chatzis chitzonius. Says the Mishnah, chatzis psula, but if you have a karma chatzis that became disqualified, there ain't dama tion kibbutz. The dam of that carbon, if it gets sprinkled on a beged, does not require the halacha of kibbutz. Bein Shais L'Shasa Kaiser now teaches us the Mishnah. This Chatis Hapsula that we just learned, Halacha doesn't require Kibbutz, applies Bein Shais L'Shasa Kaiser, whether it's a carbon that was at one point qualified Kasher as a carbon and then it got disqualified. For example, the Karm Chatis was brought properly. Before they did the Zrik Sadam, they took the dam outside the Azara, and therefore became disqualified for Zrik Sadam, or Bein Shloyos L'Shasa Kosher, or it was never able to be used as a carbon. The halacha in both cases is that there's no requirement for kibbutz. Eze Shloyos L'Shasa Kosher, what is an example of a carbon chatus that at one time was qualified kosher for a carbon and then became disqualified? Says the Gemara, Shalona, if it was taken, that it was not done in the proper time, and therefore, since it wasn't done at the proper time, it became possible for Hazar, Shenitma, the blood of the carbon became possible, or Shiyatsu, the example that we gave, when it was taken out of the Azara, and therefore became disqualified for Zrik Sadam. Vezu Shloyos L'Shas Kasha was an example of a Chatas that never had a shasa kosher that was never usable. Shenishchta chutzlos manoi, when the carbon was brought, there was machshava's pigle, there was machshava before, there was machshava to do the avoid or eat the carbon at the wrong time. Shahaisala or chutz makayma, or there was machshava to do the avoid or eat the carbon in the wrong place. Or shekibul pam solom estamai, the kabbal sadam was done by individuals who is disqualified from doing the avoda. That's a case of shloihos l'shasa kosher. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah began that dam chatos, the blood of a karm chatos, spring gets splattered on the beged. The halacha is that beged requires cleaning, and we learned that this halacha applies both by the chatis primis and by the chatis chitzayna. So that it applies by the chatis chitzayna is quite understandable, because the chatis chitzayna is a carbon that is brought, that is nechal. And as we said in the Mishnah, this halacha is said by kabanas that are eaten. But the chatis primis is not a carbon that's nechal. So the question that comes up is why is this halacha apply even by the chatzis pnimis? And the answer is because the Torah says, Torah achas, that this halacha applies to all carbon chatzis. So ask the Gemara, if we are relying on this that the Torah says, Torah achas l'chol chatzis, that all carbon chatzis should be treated the same way. So ask the Gemara, so then this halacha should apply afilu chatzis oif nami, even by chatzis oif as well. Allah Matanya, what does the Brisa say? Yochu yedem chatas oif ton kibbutz. We would think that this halacha also applies by chatas oif. If it got sprinkled on the beged, it requires kibbutz. Tamaloymer, the pasuk says, Dabel Aaron v'abon of lema, zois teres achatas. We use, Chazal said that the word zois is coming to exclude that it doesn't apply to chatas oif. Answers the Gemara, Amr Shlokish B'Shem B'Kapara, Amr Kra, the Pasuk says over there, regarding this Pasuk, Zoyz Tarz Achatis, B'Mokam Shetachash Tishachar Eilu Tishachar Achatis L'fnei Hashem, and the Pasuk uses the word Shchita, so from here we learn B'Shin Ashchatis, a Karm Achatis that is slaughtered a cuss of medaber. That's where this halacha applies. But as we know, when we speak about an oif, there's a din of malika. The way the bird is killed is with malika, not with shchita. Ask the Gemara v'ema. But perhaps the way to understand the pasuk has been the cholas hakos of medaber, that the pasuk is only speaking about karbonus chatas that are eaten. K'niksiv, as the pasuk uses the words, b'makom kodesh to'achel, but, and that would include chatas oif, for as when we explained earlier the procedure of chatas oif, we said that the meat of the chatas oif is eaten. Ava pnimius, but when we speak about the chatas pnimius, loy rabbi rachmana, because it's not eaten. Loy rabbi rachmana tyrus, tyrus does not come to include that. Ask the Gemara, if you're going to say, because you're saying that any karmachatis that's eaten has the din of kibus, and therefore fil chatis oif nami has the din of kibus, ask the Gemara, meet rachmana zois. But we see that the Torah says the word zois, and the word zois presumably is here to tell us that we're excluding the chatis ha oif. Ask the Gemara, umari isa. So the Gemara's question is, we have Torahs that is coming to include a karma chatas that we would not normally include. Zois is coming to exclude a karma chatas. And the Gemara's question is, obviously, why are we including the chatas apnimius and excluding the chatas oif? Maybe do the opposite. Maybe include the chatas oif and exclude the chatas apnimius. Answers the Gemara Mestaber the Chatas Behema Pnimius Avalei Rabuye. It makes more sense to include the Chatas Pnimius because that's an animal, that's a carbon that's brought from an animal, just like the Chatas Chitonius is a carbon that's brought from an animal. Ask the Gemara, and the Gemara gives us all the ways that a Chatas Pnimius is similar to Chatas Chitonius. Shekein Behema, they're both animals. Shchita Betzofen. They require shchita in tzofen, and they both require kabbalas kli. The dam of the carbon after it's slaughtered, there's kabbalas kli. Keren, both the chatas pnimius, the kohen puts the blood of the chatas pnimius on the four corners of the mizbeach pnimi with his etzba. It's done with the finger, and it's put on the chuda. It's put on the corner. It's put on the corner of the mizbeach, and beishim, and then the fire on the mizbeach burns that carbon. Which all these halachas only apply both by chatas pnimius and chatas chitzayna, and they don't apply on the chatas oif. And as the Rishonim Tosfos points out, not all of the halachas that were just mentioned here are necessarily something that we know. For an example, we spoke about the halacha that it's put on the chuda keren. Is it put exactly on the keren? Not everybody agrees that it's put on the chuda keren. But there are opinions, and if we that they are, and there are enough things that we just mentioned that apply to both of them. And not to the others. Answers the Gemara at the Rabbi Chatas Oif Leil Rebuye. If we're looking for a better comparison, why don't we look at the fact that the Chatas Oif is Shekein Chutz, that just like the Chatas Oif is put on the outside Mizbeach, Kamaisa, that just like the Chatas Achitzoina, Achila Kamaisa, and both of them are kabbonis that are eaten. The chatas oif, we actually said that all of the chatas is eaten. And this, and the chatas chitzoina, the significant parts of the carbon that are given to the kohen. So that's where we have comparison with the chatas chitzoina and chatas oif. And it's the Gemara Chanuch Nefishin. Yes, there are ways that there are similarities between the chatas oif and the chatas chitzoina, but as we just learned, there are more similarities with the chatas between the chatas chitzoina and the chatas pnimi. So if we have to figure what is a better match that Torah is including, it makes more sense to say that the match between Chatzis Chitzayna and Chatzis Pnimi is the more is the better match. Rabbi Yosef gives a different reason why we exclude the Chatzis Oif from the Halacha of Kibbutz and not the Chatzis Pnimi. Rabbi Yosef Omer, the pasuk that speaks about the Kibbutz Adam, says the Gemara, "Mechayna mechata oisu yachlena," and the Torah says yachlena luzu v'loy lacheres. So he explains that what is the pasuk telling us? The pasuk is telling us we are speaking about carbon chattis that are eaten, and the Torah is telling us from amongst the carbon chattis that are eaten, sometimes there's a din of kibbutz, and sometimes there isn't a din of kibbutz. So which are the carbon chattis that are eaten? The chattis oif and the chattis chitzainis. And the Torah is saying sometimes there'll be a din of kibbutz, and sometimes they won't. So the Torah is obviously, in this pasuk, not speaking about the chatas apnimi, because chatas apnimi, as we've been saying, is never eaten. So it's obvious that what the Torah is coming to exclude is the chatas oif, and not the chatas apnimi. So cast the Gemara, if that's the way you're going to exclude the chatas oif, el zois lamali, so what is the word Zois coming? We've been saying in our shir that the word Zois is the word that's used to exclude the Chatzis Oif. Answers the Gemara, Ilav Zois. If the Torah have not said the word Zois, have a mini Yechlana, when the Torah said the word Yechlana, it's not here to exclude one of the eaten Karm Chatzis, but Oche the Kroh. That's the way the Torah speaks. That's why the Torah had to say the word Zois, Kamashmon, that no, that the word Zois should not be understood, that the word Yechlena should be understood that it's only, that's coming to exclude the Chatzis Oif. Rav Amma, Rav's question that answers the pasuk that you asked, that the question that we asked, that Chatzis Apnimius, that Zois should be excluding Chatzis Apnimius, Omakro, the pasuk says, when it speaks about the kibbutz adam, ashiyaz medam al beger, ashiyaz ala techabus makum kodesh, says the Gemara b'zos kos medaber. The pasuk is speaking about carbon chatos that we have to do hazos hadam from that carbon. Where is the carbon? Which is the carbon chatos? For where there is the most hazos? That's the carbon chatos apnimi, as the pasuk says, "V'hizim an adam sheva pa'amim b'fnei Hashem." The chatos chitzonis don't even have hazor. On the kohen, as we've learned a moment ago, puts his finger on the corner. So it's obvious that the Torah, when it teaches us the halach of kibbutz, is speaking about the chatos apnimi. Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara. So the way we're learning now is that actually the primary carbon chatos that requires kibbutz is going to be the chatos apnimi. And now we're also including, the chatos chitzoina. Ask the Gemara, but that's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says just the opposite. Even though the pasuk primarily is focused on the chatzis chitzonis, we're adding also the chatzis pnimi. Says the Gemara, le'inyan treifa mrik v'shtifa. As we mentioned at the beginning of the shiur, the Torah also tells us the halacha that the vessel in which the karmach chatzis is cooked requires kashering, as the pasuk says, v'im b'kli nechoshes b'shola u'morok v'shutaf b'mayim. And then the Torah says, "Kol zoch v'kahanim yochel asoi." So the halacha of kashering the keli is primarily by chatzis chatzonis. But when we speak about the halacha that we've been speaking about in our shir today, avalin yikibus, when we speak about the halacha of this kibus begadim, the asheyiza ksiv, the Torah says the words asheyiza, and that's primarily by chatzis pnimius, and that's where the primary halacha of kibus is stated. But ask the Gemara, so now we're learning that primarily this halacha applies by chatzis pnimius, and now we're learning that it also applies to chatzis chitzonis. Ask the Gemara, so then the wording of the Mishnah is difficult. The Mishnah said, echad and the chalos v'echad apnimius. that not only does this halacha apply by the chatzis chitzayna, the nechalas, it also applies by the chatzis pnimi. But the way we're learning now, it should have said just the opposite. Achas ha-pnimis v'achas ha-nechalas miboylei. It should have said it primarily applies by the pnimis, and it also applies by the chitzaynis. Tani, so says the Gemara, indeed, that's the way to learn the Mishnah. Tani, echad ha-pnimis v'achas ha-nechalas. That's the wording. That's the way the wording the Mishnah should be. That it primarily applies by the chatzis apnimius and also by the chatzis chitzonius. So ask the Gemara, and that's the case. That the Torah told us this halacha primarily by chatzis apnimius, and now we're extrapolating that it applies to other chatos as well, and we're saying it applies by the chatzis chitzonius, the chatzis and the chalas. But ask the Gemara. So why don't we also say hehochi chatzis oif nami that applies by the chatzis oif? Answers the Gemara, miet rachmana zois. The word zois comes to exclude the chatzis oif. Ask the Gemara hehochi chitzayim nami loy. Then this halacha should only be by chatzis apnimi and not by chatzis chitzonius. Answers the Gemara, riba rachmana. The Torah by using the word toiras comes to teach us that this is not only by chatzis Hapnimius, it's also going to be Bechatis Chatzonius, and Zois is going to come to exclude the Chatzis Oif. So ask the Gemara, Mari Isa, why are we including the Chatzis and the Chalos, the Chatzis Chatzonius, and excluding the Chatzis Oif? Maybe do the opposite. Answers the Gemara, Nestabra Chatzis Be'em Avel Rebuye. If we're looking for a better match between two Kabbonis, we start with the Chatzis Pnimi, and now we have to look for a match. What is the better match? The Chatzis Chitzoyna, or the Chatzis Ha'oif? Says the Gemara, the Chatzis Chitzoyna is the better match. Why? And the Gemara repeats what we learned earlier in this year. Shekein has all of these commonalities. Shekein Behemoth, they're both animals. They're both require shechita b'tzofen. They both require kabbalah b'kli. They both require that the dam should be put on the corner of the mizbeach. Chatzis pnimi on the corner of the mizbeach apnimi. Chatzis hachtzayin on the corner of the chatzis and the corners of the outside mizbeach. Etzba, they both require that it should be put on with the finger of the kohen. Chuda, it's put on the corner, exact corner. And it's ishim, we have kabbanas that are burnt on the mizbeach. Ask the Gemara, Adrabba, Chatzis Oif Alvar Rebuye, why don't we include Chatzis Oif, Shekein Hazah, they both require Hazah, and Kemoisa, they both require Hazah, and that's maybe the match. Answers the Gemara, Chanech Nefishim, there are many more ways in which the carbon Chatzis HaPnimi and the carbon Chatzis HaChitzen are similar versus the amount of ways that the Karmen Chatzis HaPnimi and the Karmen Chatzis HaOif are similar. By Rav Avin, Chatzis HaOif, Sheikh Nostama B'Tzavara. After they did Malikas HaOif, and before they did Hazar on the Mizbeach, they took it inside the Beis HaMikdash, Mahu. The Torah says, V'kol Chatzis HaShuvim Medom Al Oil Moed, L'chap B'Kodesh, Lois Sa'ochel B'Esh T'Sarif. The Torah teaches us when we speak about the Chatzis Behema, that we have to do Kabbalah Sadam the Klisharis. The Torah teaches us that if we take that blood inside the Beis HaMikdash, that blood becomes disqualified for Zrika, to do Zrika Sadam with that blood. And now Rav Oven has the question, does this halach apply also by Chatzis Oif? Because as we've been saying, by Chatzis Oif there is no halacha that we do Kabbalah Sadam the Klisharis. And we only spritz the blood of the bird directly from the bird, not in any keli. And now the question of the Gemara is, do we say tzavara, that the neck of this bird is klisharis dami, is considered like the klisharis? And therefore, just like if you took the klisharis with blood into Beis HaMikdash, it will become disqualified. So too, when you take the neck, the bird with its neck with blood into the Beis HaMikdash into the Heichel, Mifsal becomes disqualified from further Avoida. Adoma, Tzavar, Behema. The halacha is when we speak about by Tzavar, Behema, if we took the neck of the animal into the Beis HaMikdash, the halacha is that blood doesn't become disqualified, says the Gemara. because the pasuk says midoma, only we take the dam from the animals, from the blood that was taken, that had the kabal sadam amrachmana v'loy basara. Now when it's on basar, so this question that we're speaking here about the chata sa'if, it's interesting. The mefarshim try to understand what does this have to do with the halachas that we're discussing in our perek. Our perek, as we are learning, is speaking about the din of kibbutz. And kibbutz, that this is not related to that halacha. So, of course, the simple answer to that question is that since we just finished discussing extensively the halachas of chata sa'if, the Gemara continues with discussing halachas of chata sa'if. But I saw another answer is because this question about how we look at the neck of the animal, of the bird, is going to be come up many times in our sugyas. And therefore, even though it's not directly, it's not connected to the halacha of kibbutz, it still belongs here. Toshma. The Torah teaches, the Braisa teaches us Pirchas. After the Kayin did Malika on the bird was jumping around, and it went into the Beis HaMikdash, and Chazra, and then it went out, Sheira. So isn't the proof from here? Only because the bird, Pirchas, jumped by itself. That's why the halacha is, it doesn't become disqualified for having gone into the Beis HaMikdash. Isn't this a proof that a chnisa, if somebody would have taken the blood into the Beis HaMikdash that way, it would be possible. L'tameich asked the Gemara, if we're going to say that strictly because the bird went in by itself, let's continue. The pasuk says, kachi kachim, chatas, osham, oila, the ktani perchasa, that if after the kohen did the shechita, after the shechita on any of these kabanas was done, and we know that the shechita of all these kabanas, which are all kachi kachim, has to be done b'tzof in the mizbeach, to the north of the mizbeach. And if after the shechita was done, there was a convulsion of the animal, it jumped around and barked the yotz l'dorim, and it jumped into the south side, the chazra, and then it came back to the north side, ksheira. And it's not considered yotzah. It's not considered a situation that, as we learned, the pasuk says, or basuk besad the treifa le'saychel, and from there we learned the halacha, that if a carbon was taken out of the mechitza, from where it was supposed to be, it becomes disqualified. Haitzia psula. So we will learn from here that if somebody took it to the Dorim, not that it just jumped there, it would be possible. But says the Gemara, that isn't true. The halacha is, as long as the animal remains within the Azara and the Shechita was done in the proper place, then the animal, that's not called Yaitza. Elahai Yotzel Chutzitzuchalei. The halacha of Yatzel Chutz is coming to teach us another halacha, that when the animal jumped outside of the Azara, the Torah comes to teach us that in that case, the animal is possible. But it doesn't teach us anything about somebody who deliberately took the Chata Sa'if into, as it was slaughtered, into the Beis HaMikdash. Hachnami Yatzel Chutz Etzuchalei. The halacha is focusing on the chata sa'if that was taken out of the Azara or jumped out of the Azara to teach us that the carbon is possible, but nothing to talk about if it jumped versus it was taken in versus taken in deliberately into the Beis HaMikdash, that there should be any difference. And the Gemara therefore doesn't have an answer to our question, what will be the halacha about the chata sa'if that was taken in to the Beis HaMikdash after the Malika, before the Zrika, does it become possible or not? Gemara doesn't answer that question. Now, ask the Gemara another question. The blood of the Chata Saif was poured on the Ritzpah of the Azara of Asaf. And then the Kohen picked it, scooped it up. Mahu. Will that dam be kosher for Zrik Sadam or not? We learned the halacha quite extensively. What would be the halacha by behema? Where the Torah says that if the blood from the behema spilled directly onto the floor of the Azara, the halacha is that that blood becomes possible. But on the other hand, if the blood had kabal sadam neklisharis, and then it spilled onto the floor, the halacha is that the kohen could scoop up that blood and do zrik sadam with it. Because since there was a kosher kabbalah sadam, the halacha is that that's enough that that blood could be used for zrik sadam, even though it first spilled out after kabbalah sadam on the floor. The question here is, what about the blood of the bird? What will be the halacha of the blood and it spilled out onto the floor? Do we say it's a chud, la tzuchu rechman klisharis? There's no requirement for the kabbalah sadam of a chatasayif of klisharis, vilkach, and therefore spilling directly from the neck is equivalent to spilling from the klisharis. And therefore the halacha would be oisvay, you could scoop it up from the floor of a kosher and it could be used for zrik sadam. Idilma, misl possibly rechman klisharis. The Torah says that we shouldn't use a klisharis. Helkach osvay, and therefore, if it didn't have a klisharis and didn't spill from klisharis, the halach is that anything that didn't spill from klisharis, helkach osvay, and that was scooped up from the floor as possible. And as I saw, Rashi explains, these two questions that the Gemara has been posing are really very connected, because the basis of both of these questions is, as we said earlier in the shir, the Gemara is trying to understand how does the halacha view the neck of the animal that had melika? Does the Torah view it as a klisharis, and therefore all the halachas that apply by klisharis will apply here as well? Or does the Torah not view the neck of an animal as a klisharis? It's the neck of the animal. It's not a klisharis. And therefore, to say that the halachas that apply by klisharis, it would not be appropriate to say apply here as well. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Tashma, the Braisa teaches us, Yochel Yedam Chatas Oif Ton Kibbus, as we discussed extensively earlier in our share, that the Braisa discusses should the din of kibbus apply by chatas oif, tamaloima zois. The Torah says that it only excludes chatas oif. Says the Mavitza Akadata Misl Posbe Rechmona. If we're going to say that the dam of a chatas oif that was caught in klisharis, the halacha is that it's possible, so certainly the dam of a chatas oif that was absorbed by a beged, it's possible, because if that's the case, typically the ifsale, so this blood became possible by the kli before it hit the beged, and therefore, of course, the only time, as we learned, is there's a din of kibbus is by kosher dam, not by kosher dam. Says the Gemara, that isn't the question, because if the dam came out of the tzavar, then it became disqualified, and that dam wouldn't require kibbus. Answers the Gemara, Amrafuna Bered Yeshua. We're speaking about a case, Ma'adbik Kli B'Tzavara. We put the Kli right next to the neck of the animal, and therefore it was never in the Avir of a Keli, and therefore the word that dam maybe should have the Loch of Kibbus, and that's why we needed Zeus to say that even that dam doesn't have the din of Kibbus.